Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Know-How is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
We've got Chad Johnson here, and today you'll know how to mount a TV on a wall. Welcome to Know How. You see that, Al Martin? You notice this man is not Leo Laporte.
Nope.
I'm Aya Zakhtar. This is Twit's how-to show called Know How. We let you know all kinds of fun projects you can try out over the weekend, just right now, whenever you want. We brought in Chad because Leo's off at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Now, there's a major big game. You know, people want to watch it on big TVs, but they have those, you know, on big, ugly entertainment centers, right? What should they do, Chad?
Entertainment centers are a holdover from an age past where we had CRT TVs that would sit and you're just like, oh, I need DVDs. And so, no, that doesn't exist anymore. So what you want to do if you want to look really pro is you want to mount your television on a wall.
So what we managed to do is we went on location. We went to a secret place. We dragged a bunch of Twits as we wore our Twit logo shirts. So we went over and mounted a TV to a wall. So we're on location, we're at Sarah Lane's place, and what we're going to do is we're going to mount a television on this wall. Now, this is a pretty basic operation. It's basically finding some studs and mounting a plate to the wall. Should be pretty basic, but it just so happens at Twit, we have an in-house expert. Now, who is this magical expert who's gonna help us install a television on a wall? Why do you think he's come right in?
Hey, Ayaz, how's it going?
You're the expert, huh?
I am the expert. In a previous job, I worked for a company that installed audiovisual equipment, or AV equipment, which is what we're doing right now, in really expensive homes. And when I say expensive homes, I mean $3 million was the norm that we did. We were in the top tier market of our area.
And this is why we had to audit Sarah Lane and make sure that Chad is qualified to work here, or we just figured, hey, why not? She needs a TV mounted. This would be a good, fun episode, and I know lots of people want to know how to do this. So why not? Let's actually go to it, huh? Because we've got to go to this wall, and we've got to do a lot of things like measurements and finding studs. And where do you normally start, Chad?
Okay, so the first thing that you want to do is find out the area that you want to mount your TV, and then go buy a mounting bracket. We've actually started a few of the steps already to make the TV magic much easier. But a TV bracket will look something like this. When you get it, it will have instructions. Some of the instructions can be unfolded and placed directly onto the wall as a stencil. And unfortunately, this was a used sort of scenario where we were taking parts from a previous build and repurposing them. So we didn't have that stencil for this build. Once you have your mounting bracket, and there's a whole bunch of different varieties, they sell them in terms of size of television and weight of the television. Then you're going to come to your wall that you want and measure a few things. The things that you're going to be measuring for are studs. So you will need a stud finder to find your studs. Or you can just find Ayaz on a street.
Yeah, or actually, because it's my stud finder. So here's the deal with the stud finder. If you've never used one of these before, they're pretty basic, really simple. You've got to hold it up against the wall. You hit the button. It's going to initialize. Wait for it to be ready. We'll slowly start moving it until we find the edge of the stud. It should be right around here. See stud found, and you would mark it. We previously marked our stud down here. Then you repeat the process from one side, the opposite side, slowly to this right here. You'll find the edges of the stud. You're going to draw a circle or a little X, if you want to, right in the center, because that's where you're going to be able to mount. Because here should be a piece of wood. You could also do a little knock test. As far as I know, you could knock here hollow, and the sound is slightly different there. My ears aren't that good, and I don't know if this microphone's picking it up. So I'll trust Black & Decker for this. So we set up this stud, and we actually held up the mount to find out where things are going to be.
So once we found our studs, the reason you're finding these is because you're going to drill what are called, in the industry, lag bolts into the side of the wall. This is what's going to be holding all of the weight of your TV and your mount. These are these big black screws. And so these are so large, in fact, that we want to go ahead and pilot these lag bolts, which is pre-drilling a hole to make sure that there's enough room for this to fit into the wall. So in order to find out where we're going to drill our pilot
pilot holes,
there we are, we took our bracket and placed it directly onto the wall, making sure that our studs were accessible through the holes in the bracket. There are these big old holes that your lag bolt is going to go through. So we just placed it on the wall, and we found both places where there is a stud behind and there is an opening in the bracket to accept a lag bolt.
Make sure when you're doing this, make sure you get a level and you're leveling this off the whole time. There's really no reason to be putting this up. Let's put it like this. What do you think? This is a great idea?
Yeah, there we go.
Let's get it to a 45-degree angle.
It's a very avant-garde television that we're installing into Sarah's house.
You know, get the low-cost, little cheapo level. Or whatever. You want to use your smartphone, want to make it tech, you can make it at, but use a level.
Use a level. So once we've done that, now it is time to drill, and we will get started on that setup. Do we have the drill?
We need a cut.
We need to go get the drill. So we will be right back with the next step of the build.
Sure, we're gonna do a pilot hole here, and we're hoping there's wood back there, because there should be a stud, and praying to God, hopefully Sarah doesn't kill me. I don't know if you can hear that. There's a little bit of a squeaking sound in there. That lets you know that there is wood back there. It's a small thing. And by the way, if there's a metal stud back there, you wouldn't be hearing that sound. If you have a metal stud, you probably need something like a wall anchor. If you're going to be in a hollow wall, let's say for some reason, wherever you wanted your TV, for some reason they didn't follow code, which I don't know why they wouldn't, but you should be able to find a stud. If you don't have a stud, wall anchors are your friends. Trust me, this package came with wall anchors in case we needed it, mm-hmm. but I don't think we'll need that. Mm-hmm. So what we're actually going to do is put up the actual mount, the plate, and then re-level it before we put in our second hole, because why not? It's better safe than sorry.
When you don't have a template, like we do not have a template, we're actually going to put in one lag and then level it so that it takes a little bit of weight. We're a little worried about sort of jauntiness like that.
Okay.
So we are going to need to change out this drill bit with
a socket.
So we will be right back. So we're going to start with our first lag. Here we go. And that will normally happen. You'll hit resistance.
When you're shopping for your mountain bracket, you might want to take a look at ones that have levels built in. It's really helpful.
Well, that's also one of the reasons why the template is so useful.
So we tie it.
And look at that. Look at that level. It's perfect.
How could you tell that you hit the end of a stud and not, I mean, the edge of a stud instead of the actual middle?
So the when you go in, and if you don't hit a stud, you will feel no resistance. What happened there was I drilled in, and I felt resistance, but then the bolt actually started wanting to travel in an angle. And then when it did that, the resistance fell from how far I was pushing. So that meant to me that bolt naturally wanted to move away to, you know, the path of least resistance, away from the stud. So I could tell that I hit the edge and not right on.
Poking lots of holes in this wall.
I feel so bad for you.
It's okay. What we'll do, if you're an apartment dweller, like Sarah is, all you gotta do is get some spackle skills when you're about to return the keys. I have them from my apartment days. If I have to, I'll take care of it. All right, let's see. How are we doing on level?
Perfect. And so this time I don't need to completely check for my stud. I'm just gonna go ahead and drill this right on it. Let's do one more measure. Always measure.
Yay.
That looks good.
Level.
So now we're going to push it all the way back. We have a little bit of play, but we want to make sure that this is as tight onto the wall as we can get it. Okay, so we have hand cranked this onto the wall because our battery died. Pro tip.
Always have a backup.
Either an extra battery or a hand thing.
An actual socket wrench. That's what we call it. A hand thing, we also call it a socket wrench where I'm from.
Or a wired drill.
So what we've got to do is we've got to somehow get the TV on this plate, right?
Right. And there, this kit that we have has two options. So luckily we get to show you both. This is a tilting option, which has a screw down, a lockdown, so that you can tilt the TV forward or backward.
Now, a lot of people pick that if they're going to put their TV at a high point and they want to point the television down a little
right.
bit. There are other options for articulating arms. We're not doing that this time. We're going to be using this. This is a lower profile one. By profile, if you hold these side by side, how much thinner this is, so it's not going to be as far away from the wall. And so these are the points that you actually attach to the mount, right?
Right. And so how both of these work, and they are very similar, is that you're going to attach this device to the back of your TV. You choose one or the other. And then you'll lift the TV up and set it onto the bracket. And then you will add either a safety screw on this articulating one, or this one has an actual safety bracket. So you have to open up the safety bracket before you can set it on. Then you would set the TV and the bracket on, and then you would close this safety bracket right here. But that safety bracket is so that the TV can't fall off of the wall mount when it is connected to the wall. And this one, it's a separate screw that goes into this little socket right here.
So let's flatten out a TV and attach these mounts.
Sounds good. What we're going to do is we're going to set both of our brackets up here.
Let's get rid of this old one.
We also have the bolts that go with the bracket that matches the TV. When you buy one of these kits, they will have lots of different screw sizes for all the manufacturers of televisions. So what we're going to do is we're going to keep the packaging on the front of the TV, and then we're going to set the TV face down on a carpeted area to keep it nice and safe. This television has the connection holes visible right off the front, so that's what these four holes are on the back of your television. This television, when it shipped, it did not have a base on the bottom of the television. So if you have a television with a base on it, there are almost always screws that you can unscrew to take your base off of the television, and then it'll be nice and clean so it can be mounted on a wall. So we don't need either of these parts, but I just wanted to mention that if you have a television that has a base on it, almost all bases can be removed from the television. These ultra-thin televisions do accommodate wall mounting very well by either putting their inputs on the side, and you can't quite see it, but there's inputs over here, and then also this power will have a strip that...
Hopefully it's a 90-degree angle.
Right,
but
that lays flush.
There are HDMI cables you can buy that have a 90-degree angle to them, so if you are concerned about this being near the television, you can find those. I think like Monoprice always has them, or Amazon.
Right, and what you want to make sure is that your safety brackets will be at the bottom, and then also accessible to you so that you can lock them down when it's actually on the device. So every project has a few speed bumps. On this project, the bolts that came with the mounting system were a little bit too short for this television. So
the ones that were too long.
Yes, and then they came with another style, and they were too long. So we did have to just run to the hardware store, and they have systems there to figure out what type of bolt you need. And we went ahead and got the bolt that fits this television and this bracket. So that's what we are doing right now. If you ever have questions about how to install this, we are using a lock washer, then a washer on this. Refer to the instructions on your specific mounting bracket setup.
Okay,
so that'll just be like this. Now, the next step is we're going to take this and set it on the wall. But because this is a low-profile system, let's go ahead and plug in the power cord.
Now we've got to find the power cord, which is in the box. This is an optical cable, if you're unfamiliar with it. It does audio.
Yeah, that is...
The best thing about these, they only fit one way. So you can't really screw it up. And this actually is an HDMI cable that had that adapter, the 90-degree adapter I was talking about earlier. That's what it looks like Sarah had here. So we've got our antenna attached.
And I'm pointing this towards the center because there will be some wire management later on. But that won't be in this episode. Hooray! Now we're going to go ahead and move those security brackets into place.
That's
you
your
just
angle.
Do that by lifting up. You find it, and then you pull it down. There you go. Now both security locks are down. This, if we pull just gently away from the thing, you can tell that it will not move. Now it's time for wire management. So we would grab these wires, bring them all to the center, and then use a normal wire manager that IS has here.
Let's try to get this all in there.
To clamp that in. And then, hey, you have a professionally installed television on your wall.
And when it falls off later, Sarah won't know who did it, because she doesn't watch No House. It's okay. We broke in anyway.
Great. Well, the TV is on the wall. It is level. It's exactly where we want it, and it is secure, and your hugely expensive television won't be broken.
Now, everything we talked about, by the way, is on the website at twit.tv/KH. We don't have a Chad to send you, but this is relatively easy, okay? If you could hang a picture, you can probably do this. Definitely have a friend help you when you're mounting that TV, because you don't want to be holding that by yourself. Generally a bad idea.
Right. So it will help your back and help the television. And then also, anytime that you have questions, refer to the manual on your mounting system. Some mounting systems are different than others, but your manual should be able to answer all of those questions.
We should officially thank Sarah Lane for letting us barge into her house and mess with her stuff. Thank you, Sarah. It's always great to do a project like that on location, not just putting in some sterile studio environment. We actually got to go to a place and hook this up. Any other tips you want to give, Chad?
The only tip that I would give is when we did this at really expensive homes, we went an extra step and we actually punched a hole in the drywall and ran the wires that Sarah had, a little wire...
tube.
Yeah, tube to make everything look tidy. We'd actually punch a hole in the drywall, run the wires through the drywall down to the bottom near the floor. And you can do this with... you can buy a few things to do this. One, you'll need a plate to cover up the wall so you just don't have a big hole in your drywall. And then you can buy low voltage
boxes,
yeah, and they're orange. Low voltage will come in the color orange, and you can use that to connect that faceplate. The only thing you have to really worry about is make sure that you don't run into actual power behind your wall, and that's really the only thing you have to worry about.
Some of the better stud finders will have the ability to find if there's electricity right behind where you're going to be drilling. You definitely want to check before you start making holes. You don't want to get electrocuted. That'd be a bad time, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Do you ever get electrocuted while doing this?
Luckily, no.
Still?
Yeah.
Okay, impressive.
Yeah.
Well, you're a young man.
So. Luckily, I worked with low voltage only. So.
Very, very impressive.
Also, didn't have to be trained for that, so no training at all. That's great.
So if you want full show notes for today's episode or any of our old episodes, check out twit.tv/KH. You can download old episodes, including the one where we were with Chad before, where we were building his PC. That was a good time. Lots of crazy little components, and we managed to make that work. Really, really illustrated show notes. So if you guys want detailed instructions, they are available at twit.tv/KH. And by the way, you can always contact us at knowhow@twit.tv or leave us a voicemail at 408-800-KNOW. A lot of you guys have been sending in great show ideas, and we actually got an email about last week's episode when we showed you how to make a DIY teleprompter. We got an email from Leon. He said, "Hi, Ayaz. Watch the show. Thought this would be of interest. This is a $10 software for iPad. Really very good. Controlled via Bluetooth keyboard or remote. You can also plug iPad into HDMI monitor via an adapter of any size and use the iPad as a controller." Now, that's a really great tip, Leon, because a $10 piece of software, much lower cost than the $100 piece of software we were using earlier. Are you going to make yourself a prompter, Chad?
You know, after seeing that box, I really, really want to, because I have a camera that's about exactly that size, and yes, I want to, like the only reason that I haven't scripted and shot anything like that is... Prompter is so expensive.
There's a prompter sitting right over there past my desk.
This is perfect.
It's tiny. You can have
the
fully scripted OMG Craft one day.
Yeah, no, we will probably use it for OMG Craft.
We should give a big thank you to Sarah, who actually let us mess with her house, Jeff, who helped shoot, and of course to Chad for giving his expertise. Where can people find you online, Chad? What should they go?
Well, I do my own little show about Minecraft called OMG Craft, so you can go over to omgcraft.com to check that out, or follow me on Twitter, OMGChad is my user.
Any other things you want to plug?
No.
That's it? You sure? Positive?
Are you sure?
I'm just messing with you.
Like, we did a project that I'm forgetting about? Yeah.
I just wanted to rattle Chad.
Sounds good. No, you totally rattled her.
Chad's been rattled, and now you know how to rattle Chad and also how to mount a television.